Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we have got Brian McCarthy, the intern. You've all heard about him. It took forever, but he's finally here. We're so excited to have him. Before we jump into this, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys. And just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor, go check them out. The website's www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. This is an exciting day.
It's very exciting. We got Brian with us, and he's the first graduate of our internship program.
Is it going to be the last? I don't know. How was it, Brian? Let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
Was it worth it? Do you recommend it? What do you think?
Would you do it again?
Hey guys, yeah, I actually really enjoyed the internship. I thought it was a really cool experience to get to see a little behind the scenes of Casual Fridays and a little bit of a land mule as well.
Yeah.
And definitely learned a lot. So looking forward to hearing about future interns, definitely.
Yeah, well, the great thing is now that your internship is over, you are actually coming to work with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're traveling.
I'm going to stay on editing the podcast, so I keep you guys in line a little bit.
Someone's got to.
Yeah, someone tries to. So you said in traveling a little bit, what's the plans for Brian now that he's done with his internship? And tell us about it.
Yeah, so actually just a few days ago, I had my final out-processing appointment with the Air Force. So officially out of the Air Force, and me and my wife, Becca, are planning to head to London. We're going to go live there for 6 months doing a little land investing from overseas.
That's awesome.
So he's actually going to live the dream that so many of us dream about, working from a laptop.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate, you know, work from home type of deal. Travel abroad, buy and sell land. It's awesome, man. Congrats.
Yeah, that was honestly one of the big reasons that I was interested in land investing in the first place was the flexibility that comes with it. So trying to take advantage of that at the first opportunity I can.
I love the fact that he has the pedigree of MIT masters, like could do anything in the world. And he's like, I'm going to go land invest in London.
Yeah. So let's jump into that. Brian, tell everybody about yourself. Give us a little short bio on Brian.
So I grew up in Virginia, got four siblings, and my parents still live there in Virginia. Grew up in a Christian household and mostly military family. And so basically a week after I graduated high school, I went to the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, studied aerospace engineering. After that, I did go to MIT up in Boston for a master's degree, and then came to work for the Air Force as an engineer out here in Los Angeles for the last 5 or so years. So it's been a good experience. My family has definitely commented that I'm throwing away degrees and things like that. You know, it's for a better life, I think.
So you're like, we've had a rocket scientist before at a live event. You were at a live event. You're like a satellite scientist, though. That would be like your
I think that's more accurate. Yeah. Satellite.
Okay. Satellite.
Right. And you didn't want to take a job with the Space Force.
You know, I probably would have actually been transferred into the Space Force if I stayed. it was a really good experience being in the Air Force. But, you know, once I found out about land investing and some of the opportunities it could provide, there was really no turning back there. So.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it is. And for me, you know, Brian kind of reached out. He was looking for some help to find something to do to transition from the service to normal life, is what his life would be afterwards. And he reached out and we tried to put it in place. And listening to a story in his pedigree was like, yeah, we want this guy around. So how has that been? Like when you came to me reaching out, trying to get this set up for us for the 6 month program and to where you are now, tell us about like where your business was and the transitions that have taken place and what you've done to get ready for this.
Yeah, that's a good question there. So I reached out to a few different land investors that I was kind of tracking a little bit to see if anyone would be open to an internship, and really appreciate you guys being willing to take me in and basically mentor me for the last 6 months. So You know, I got to help put out the Coffee Money ebook.
Mm-hmm.
So learned about how to publish an ebook, obviously editing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Got to review the course and help you guys out a little bit with that, which is pretty cool. And then just really for my business, it's been so beneficial. I've got a few big things that I've learned that I'm kind of changing in my own business from how I used to do it. So mm-hmm. the main one is buying properties that sell easier. And
yeah.
For me, that's like buying recreational property, 20 plus acres with really good road access.
Really good road access. I love that you say really good road access, because I hear so many people, they're like, oh, it's got access. And then you look at it and it's the easement that has trees covered through it. And you can't drive on it. And I love that you took that away from this.
I've made that mistake many times in the past, and they do sell eventually, but it takes a lot longer. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big lesson, basically just being pickier.
Okay.
And that first came to me when you and I were doing a call, Justin. I had you reviewing some of my deals. And
that call we did like 50 deals?
Something like that, yeah.
It was a ton of deals.
We basically trashed all of them immediately due to access. So it was a good lesson for me, though. You guys are a lot pickier than I was, and so I'm getting pickier.
Okay. How has that helped your business, though? I mean, like, where are you at inventory-wise? Where were you sitting, and, like, how stagnant was your stuff? Any KPIs change for you?
So we had a pretty big inventory when I started the internship, probably around 30 properties.
Okay.
And now we have about a dozen, and
okay.
I'm planning to keep it at about a dozen.
What is that value-wise? I want to understand what that is. You say a dozen. I mean, I've got a dozen coastal properties sitting in a folder somewhere, I'm sure. But so what does a dozen pieces of property look like to you in your inventory currently?
I think the total inventory value is probably about $300,000.
That okay. What is your cost on that?
So we're all in right around half of that, probably.
Okay. So and about $150,000 sitting there for about $300,000 that you think will sell value wise. Okay.
Exactly. And some of that, I got to say, is money partner investments. So that's another big thing that I'm changing in my business was previously we were doing a lot of deals with money partners and just losing out on a lot of the profits due to having to split it.
Yeah.
So we're starting to fund more deals in-house. And that's been big so far in our profitability in the last few months as we've kind of made the change.
Yeah, that scale right there is you see it exponentially growth when you can start funding some of those deals on your own. I mean, let's say you buy one for $5 and you're going to sell it for $15. We use a money partner. You're giving them $5. That's another deal you would have funded. And that deal would have turned into 3 more deals, which would have turned into 9 more deals, which just keeps compounding for you.
Exactly. And that lesson in general about finding properties with better margins has been a big one for me. You know, building in a higher profit margin in the deals that I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think previously I was trying to get about 2,000 as my minimum deal. And now we're trying to aim for 5,000 or higher.
Okay.
Because every deal's got about the same amount of effort. So if you're aiming for the smaller stuff or even bigger stuff where you have to split it, at least for me, I kind of got stuck in this cycle of buying and selling a lot of properties. But I also had high overhead that I was paying out. That's another thing.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing that stood out to me is we don't have to get into exact numbers what you're spending, but you had a pretty high built-in monthly cost. You had to make quite a bit each month just to run the business, right? And working with Justin, you kind of transitioned a lot of that stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been huge. I mean, I was previously working a full-time job, and that's kind of what drove me to bringing on a lot of virtual assistants and things like that, but it definitely drove up the monthly overhead. And so, yeah, working with you guys, I've seen more about how you run your businesses and definitely have got my company's overhead way down.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, I think, is just moving to a smaller inventory in terms of number of deals that are higher quality deals, and they'll turn faster, but, you know, I can get more personalized interaction on each deal instead of having to hire it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One of the comments I made to him when we were going through his monthly, I was like, I want you so lean that it hurts you.
Yeah.
And then we can go back from there. We get to that point. We make it so lean that you're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Then we add in that layer, that personal assistant. But each part of your process through your business plan, you have multiple options in them now, which was cool too. We actually laid out your business plan and we built it multiple ways. So you could see which way it was. So you never ran out of if it's a parcel software or if it's a mailing service, if it's a phone answering service or whatever it is, you had different ways to go.
Yeah.
Let's jump into some fun stuff. This London trip.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. What are you going to be doing over there? Are you going to be backpacking around? We noticed you've already grown the hipster mustache.
Your European mustache.
Yeah. So you already look like a traveler. Let's see what's going on next.
My wife approves of the mustache, so I'm keeping it for now.
Hey, that's all. That's the only person that matters in this. Us, we're gonna give you a little bit of shit, but the only person that really matters is your wife.
Yeah. No. So the plan is we're gonna go over there to live for 6 months. We're gonna just actually try to get a flat in London, mm-hmm. which is part of cutting my monthly overhead. Is I can actually live in a small flat in London for cheaper than I was paying here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So that's what we're gonna be doing, traveling around England, and then we're planning to basically once a month take a trip to another city around Europe so we can try to see Europe a little bit. And and definitely the whole time going to be running the land business during the week at least. So
what time is it in London? Do you know?
I think they're 6 hours, 7 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, I think 6 hours ahead of you guys in Central.
So I mean, that's not too big of a headache. I mean, that'll be easy to work around.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I think one of his biggest fears was the time change and being able to take sales calls on the way back. And I'm like, well, if you're buying a property, it's $30,000 or $40,000 and you list it with a broker, all you got to do is answer her email when she says, hey, do you accept this offer? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
That's true.
Yeah. There's been a couple different little things like that I've had to consider. And so I've been trying to compile all that. Maybe I'll put it into an ebook someday. You never know.
That's what was going to be my next question. Can we let the cat out of the bag that you are going to blog, that you're going to put all this together in notes so we can make it available to the masses?
I will say yes, that's the current plan. Can't make any guarantees that it'll happen, but yeah.
Cool. All you got to do is give me the notes and we'll make it happen for you, bud.
Sounds
good.
Yeah,
this is something I think a lot of people want to do. I mean, you always hear someone say they want to travel, but you got to keep making money. Well, you're about to show them how to do it because we're not going to let you not do it.
Yeah. That's one thing. He thinks he's getting away from us and he's going to be able to just like slide around it. No, he's going to be a published author when he's done with this.
Yeah. I don't know if he got the full grasp of when he emailed you that day and said, hey, I'm looking for an internship, what it was going to turn into. But you came and you joined and now you're part of the family. So good luck getting away.
And I treated him like the Masons. I told him no 3 times and he kept coming back. When you ask the third time, I bring you in and make you family. So that's what happened with him.
Yeah.
Cool. So, all right. I know he was a little worried about coming on. This hasn't been too painful, has it?
No, it's been pretty good. I don't hate talking to you guys that much.
So give us one thing, one nugget of wisdom you picked up over the last 6 months that you would like to share with the masses that listen to this glorious podcast.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
honestly, I'm going to go back to buy property that has very good road access because it's just going to make it so much easier to sell. That's probably been the biggest lesson, the biggest nugget I can pass on.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. That's so easy to get away from that because you see access and you don't really.
It's tempting.
It just gets you.
Yeah, you think, oh, I got 40 acres for this price. I'm going to make big bank off of it. But then the person can't get to it. And I've had that conversation so many times in the past month that it's like, hey, you know, we're about to spend $28,000 on this 80 acres, but I can't drive onto the property. So we need to get somebody there that can make us drive onto the property, whether it's a culvert and a driveway off the highway. What does that look like? Because we're going to have to build that into this price. And they look at me like, there's a highway next to it. Do you see the drainage ditch or do you see that the road, you can't actually exit the road there?
Yeah, right? Like you guys were telling me, sending out a drone pilot to the property before you actually finish closing on it. So then you can see, did he actually get there? And he can show you the video and you just make sure the terrain's good and everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. What do you got going on the rest of the day, man? I'm about to let you go. Let us know what's happening else. It's the weekend. It's LA. You ought to be out like doing something cool.
You know, we're actually doing kind of a going away party here, open house type, selling a lot of our stuff before we head out of town. So got the movers coming in about a week to put everything in storage. So we're trying to sell all of our stuff in the meantime.
Are you storing everything in LA or are you going to put it in a pod and send it out east?
Actually, you know, the Air Force will store our stuff for 6 months.
Pretty, oh, nice.
Wow. To me, it's kind of part of the deal. So pretty thankful for that. And that was part of the reason we're like, let's just go for this opportunity.
We're excited for you. We're ready to hear all about it. Maybe when we get a couple months into it, you can let us know how investing abroad's going.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Hopefully I can keep selling some land.
Nah, you will. You will. I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. And hey, I just wanted to say one more time, thank you guys for having me as an intern. I think the internship officially ended a few days ago, but you know, it was really awesome getting to know you guys and getting to see the behind the scenes look. For all you listeners out there, these guys are the real deal. They're being authentic on the shows. I get to edit it. I only cut out the really brutal stuff to scare you a little, but yeah, these guys are legit. So appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
No, we thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate you saying that. It's been a lot of fun working with you, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, we'll call it right there. That seems like a perfect time to end it. So we're going to tell everyone, as always, thanks for listening. Do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Also find Brian. Follow his journey. What's your Instagram, Brian?
I don't even think I have an Instagram. No, but you
Facebook.
Can find
I know
us
you're
at,
on Facebook.
That's Terrain
Facebook, Brian McCarthy.
Yep, Brian McCarthy.
So follow Brian. And then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you listen to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. See you Friday.
See you, guys.
See ya.